Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yeah. it off for us tonight is Matt King.
We got one. This guy hit a grand slam, his first at bat in Major League Baseball. So that's player A. Player B didn't get on base for his first 21 at bats. Now you think about that. If I just give you that piece of information, you want to be that first guy, right? He did it. The first guy was a guy named Daniel Nava, who none of you have ever heard of, because he played about three seasons for the Red Sox and got sent back down. That second guy who didn't get on base for 21 at-bats was Willie Mays. You probably want to be Willie Mays, right? But if you just focus down on those first few games, you would think Willie Mays is a failure. Now, how many of us do that to ourselves? How many of us look at one day, one decision, one little thing, and decide we can't do it? And just bail, right? I understand it. I know I've done it. If you look at a little thing, a couple of failures, and say, that means I'm not meant to succeed, that's a bad mindset, right? That's the kind of thing we're trying to get over tonight. That's the kind of tools we're trying to give y'all so that you don't have to get caught in that mindset about you, because that's not the way God thinks about you. God sees things in the long run. God sees things as a path. The Bible says that we're all on a road. We're all on a path. We're all moving in the same direction. So if you stumble a couple of times, that's fine. That's all over the Bible. There's nothing wrong with falling down. But it's what we think and feel about ourselves when we fall down that's really what can throw us off. And let's go ahead and go to this verse here. This is out of Proverbs. This is God talking in the Bible. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. I like the way this is written. You got to pay attention with me here. It doesn't say if the righteous fall seven times, or some of the righteous who fall seven times, the righteous fall seven times. And you notice in this, God's saying the difference between people who get it together and stay on track and the difference between people who fall off isn't in the falling down. Everybody falls down. It's in the reaction to the falling down.
So now we're going to keep this rolling by introducing our next speaker from St. Mark Lutheran Church, Pastor Larry Clark.
Let me put a pause right here. The reality is we all fail. I fail, you fail, and we fail each other each and every day. The only one who has not failed is God. When we fall short of the glory of God, we all mess up. There is only one who has not done that. As we read Proverbs, we follow and should understand Solomon's message. The message that knowing God is the key to wisdom. Amen. Did you get the memo? Yeah. Then read the rest of God's word, the Bible, to gain more wisdom. But here I want to share this last story with you, and then I'm going to get out the way. Amen. There was a man who had four sons. He wanted his sons to learn to not judge things too quickly. So he sent them each out on a quest in turn to go and look at a pear tree. Say a pear tree. That was a great distance away. The first son went in winter. The second went in spring. The third in summer. And the youngest son in the fall. When they had all come back, the father called them all together to describe what they had seen. The first son said he saw the tree. It was ugly and bent and twisted. The second son said, no, it was covered with green buds and full of promise. The third son disagreed with those two sons. He said it was laden with blossoms that smelled so sweet and looked so beautiful. It was the most graciously thing he had ever seen. The last son disagreed with all of them. He said it was ripe and drooping with fruit full of life and fulfillment. The man then explained to his sons that you are all right, because they had each seen but one season in the tree's life. He told them, you cannot judge a tree or a person by only one season, and that the essence of who they are and the pleasure, joy, and love that comes from life can only be measured at the very end, when all the seasons are up. If you give up in winter, you'll miss the promise of spring. If you give up in spring, you'll miss the beauty of summer. If you give up in summer, you'll miss the fulfillment of the fall. Don't let the pain of one season destroy the rest of you.
Let's give it up for our next speaker from Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'll tell you a story. If you take a person that's convinced themselves I'm a failure, you can't make that person succeed. If you went to that person who thinks I'm a failure, I'm no good, I'm not, you know what I'm talking about? If we went to that person and say, here's a job. I succeeded for you. Now you have a job. Probably I'd get fired. And you go in with that attitude, I know you don't really want me to work here. Pretty soon everybody looks at it and says, well, no, you're right. We don't want you to work here. And you're right, you are fired. I knew it. Failure. See what I'm saying? If you think you're a failure, you're going to be that no matter what. Then we can't cure it. There's no care for it. You have to decide whether you're capable of succeeding or not. That's up to you. Your identity, and this is maybe the most important thing we can say tonight, your identity needs to not be based on performance, okay? Here's the most important thing about you. You're God's child. See what I'm saying? Good or bad, right or wrong, you're God's child. Some of y'all in this room have children. My sister's got two little twin children. They're like a year and a half. They haven't done anything right yet. They have never once walked in the room and said, let me help out with rent or something, you know. Nothing. They're just pooping and screaming. That's all. They're not even thankful for anything. But we love the child. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's not a performance-based thing. God has the same relationship with you. You're not God's grown child, believe it or not. You are a baby compared to God. He's been around longer and knows a whole lot more than you do. You're God's little tiny baby. He expects a certain amount of chaos, problems, mayhem, and difficulties in dealing with you. He expects for there to be a process where there is failure that leads to you being trained up. Some of you might be, roughly speaking, right on track with what the Lord expects for you to be going through right now. Why put yourself down there? Why judge yourself that way? I think we have this way of trying to avoid this sense of shame that we get involved in. Sometimes, I don't know about you, I look back on my own past and I think, oh man, I can just get so ashamed of things I did and things I said, and I can't even believe it sometimes. You know, I mean, was that really me that did that thing, that said that thing? And then I realize I'm just beating up on myself, and I'm getting more and more and more and more negative. I'm saying, wait a second, where's that coming from? Is that God who's coming to me in that quiet moment saying, you remember that thing you did? You're a bad person. You're no good. Is that God telling me that? No. That's the enemy telling me that. The enemy's main message to you is, you think you're a good Christian? Look at you. Coming in church all fake. Like, how do you come into church not fake? I mean, I don't know what that is even. We are here. This is it. There isn't an unfake way of going to church or a fake. You in church. That's it. You see what I'm saying? The devil gives us all these crazy ideas. We don't even challenge them. The truth is, you're doing this thing. You're on the right track. Trying and failing is always better than not trying. Always. Hey, at least I tried. If you could say that, you hold your head high. Hey, I. And we're going to bring up our cleanup hitter from Triumph Community Church, Pastor Weldon Williams.
So I'm sitting here looking at this, and I see this individual. The one thing that resonates with my spirit the most about this is that I am not responsible for the results. I'm only responsible for my actions. I am not responsible for how things turn out. I'm only responsible for staying the course. Why? Because he loved me enough to die for me. He loved me enough to usher me into his family. And so he has said, it hath not yet appeared what I shall be like. But he said, but when he appears, guess what? I'm going to be like him, not because of what I've done, but because of what he's done. We spend way too much time being concerned about what we're doing. But I'm here to tell you tonight, it's not about what you do. Because all of your righteousness is as filthy rags. It's because of the love of God in Christ Jesus. The love that he shed abroad for you. When we fall, guess what? He'll pick you up. When you stumble, guess what? He'll keep you from teetering. When you feel weak, as he read earlier, he'll give you strength. Why? Because he loves you with an everlasting love. And he said, I have died for you and that you are mine. And that's why he declares, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. Let me give you much. God bless you and keep you. Let us now.